Well, good morning, everybody. This morning, we will be starting with most helpful diagrams in marriage counseling, if you want to find that. We've got several we're going to work through. I think everything is filled out for you. Let me go ahead and give you this. If you want to take a picture of it or if you want to follow it, the diagrams that you have in your notes are all filled out, so you're just going to be able to write notes around it. But this QR code will get you to a fresh set of diagrams that are empty so that you'll be able to use those in counseling. So they're basically just the simple diagrams. It'll take you to my website. If it says, be careful, yes, be careful, but I think my website's okay. So if you want to use that, that'll get you the diagrams without anything in them so that as you sit down to minister to somebody, you can use a full diagram and that's fine, or you can use an empty one and just begin to fill in the blanks with the counselee. I like to start empty myself and just work through it in that direction. So the diagrams we're going to work through are just some tools that I've used over the years. Some of them I've borrowed, which I'll identify those. Some of them I've made. All of them I've tweaked a little bit. So we'll have the QR code at the very end again if you didn't get it. But the first one we want to start with, actually, I want to start with prayer. That's the best thing to start with. So let's do that, and then we'll get started. Lord, we love you. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for the brothers and sisters that are here on this beautiful day. I pray that you would use these diagrams in the most helpful ways as we try to serve those to whom you allow us to minister. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's start with the marriage covenant pyramid. You've possibly seen something similar to this at some point, but when we begin to minister this particular diagram, I just simply start with the pyramid, and then I bring in God and the husband and the wife. Right, so I start on the edges, and then we're going to slowly begin to work into the center. So the God and husband and wife, and then I draw a big circle around it, and I say that the circle really represents the fact that there, if it's a husband and wife who is saved, right, the fact that we're in Christ together, there's union. It's more than simply husband, wife, and God, but we're in the body, which that's important because it brings in all of the one another commands, right? It begins to help you emphasize some of those key elements of sanctification because you are husband and wife in God, yes, in a marriage covenant, which is the pyramid, but then when you draw the circle, it represents the union with Christ. And then on each one of the sides between husband and God and wife and God, I emphasize that this relates to the first covenant with God, and that is the blessings and struggles in Christ's likeness, right? And it is representative of the first great commandment, which is vertical. It's between God and man. That would be true on both sides. So anything that we mark and any way that we work through that side pyramid, that's going to be the sides of the pyramid, it's going to relate to their relationship with God or their vertical relationship. And then on the bottom, I would say that that relates to the blessings and struggles of being in one flesh. So you have blessings and struggles of being in one flesh. You have blessings and struggles of being like Christ. So we're tracking two different issues. Vertically, we're looking at sanctification, your relationship with God. Horizontally, we're looking at your relationship with each other. So that would be second great commandment issues, or horizontal, and that would relate to the man and the woman. So then we begin to talk about distance one, which would be the long a part of the pyramid between the person and God. That is your walk with God, right? It's these two sides. And then we talk about distance two is your walk with each other, and that would be down here at the bottom, Right, so we're tracking two different things as we work through this particular pyramid. There is an issue of your walk with God. There's an issue with your walk with each other. And this is where we want to take a few minutes to think carefully about the text and about what we're teaching in this particular diagram. You have them listed there for you. They'll come up on the PowerPoint eventually. But in Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, you're familiar with this text. I'm sure you've read it multiple times this week. But when it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your hearts, with all your soul, and with all your mind, this is the great and first commandment. The second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So we're using that particular passage really to help them begin to think through what are we talking about when we talk about a covenant with God and a covenant with each other. Right, this marriage covenant is important, and all the relationships in it are important. But if they have a relationship with God, that's most important, and then secondarily would be their relationship with each other. I also like to use Ephesians 5 in verse 31, where it says, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. We use that to talk about the importance of the husband and his relationship with God and walking in the Spirit and how that impacts his relationship with his wife. And then we do the same for the wife. If she's walking in the Spirit, which is a reference back to chapter 5, verses 15 basically through 21, it's a reference back to that, but we're trying to help them think through their walk with God, which is this first distance, impacts their walk with each other, which is going to also be the second distance, or this bottom one that we have circled now. And then the third passage that's listed, of course, is just the Genesis 2:24, which relates to the husband and wife and that initial relationship that God brought them into. A man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to the wife, and they shall be one flesh. So we're using those three texts to try to develop this. Now, I emphasize you can only get closer as a couple as you get closer to God. Now, I'm going to take some time to help them think through this, and I'm going to do that a couple of different ways, but I'll initially start by just basically coming equally near to God and making that line shorter between the husband and wife, right? You can see that the distance between H and W on the bottom, of course, is a shorter distance as you get closer to the top, right? So my goal in using this is to help them realize the more they walk and the closer they walk with the Lord, the more it's going to benefit their relationship together, right? It's a byproduct. Their relationship together is a byproduct of the relationship with the Lord. Now, again, the Ephesians 5 text, I believe, is critical in explaining this because recall that in Ephesians 5, it says to walk in the Spirit, right? It's an imperative. And then after, so that's a command. And then you get three verses after that that say, specifically, five participles, and as those five participles follow, let me just read the text rather than just explain it. No reason to be that in a hurry. So in verse 15, he says, be careful then how you walk. That's Ephesians 5, that's a command. He describes that then with the fool versus the wise in three parallel statements that compare the two. And then in verse 18, he says the final of those three statements, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. So that's a command. And then you have these five participles that follow the command. So be filled, that's our command. We have five participles. We call those participles of result. What does that mean? That means that when you're commanded to do something, if you obey that command, these are the five things you can anticipate happening as a result of obedience to the command. So what's the command? The command is to walk in the Spirit. What are the five results? You see those in verses 9.